Mike Yardley, kia ora, good morning.
Kia ora, Jack, how are you?
Very well, thank you. You are focusing on Montreal for us this morning, which is quite a unique city. I always like going to places that are former colonial outposts, if you want to call them that, where you experience a culture you would usually associate with another part of the world. For example, going to Tahiti and eating French food. And
exactly. Thinking,
oh, this is a bit weird, and it's a similar experience in Montreal.
It certainly is. It is just so wreathed in all things France, Jack, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was my first time to Montreal last week, and I actually think a really good starting point is to head down to Place Royale and the Pontarlier Museum, because they have spent megabucks there in the last couple of years, and they've basically unearthed the original French settlement, and they've illuminated the city's bones, literally, with a multimedia show. And they've used like the cemetery from the original settlement basically as a canvas to tell the story of Montreal, 500 years of a backstory. And it's dramatic, it's poignant, it's thoroughly uplifting, and probably the best bite-sized introduction to a city I've ever experienced.
Did you go to the old Port District? Because that's where that is, right?
Yeah. Place Royale is down in what they call Vieux Montreal, and it's, right by the river. And a bit like the museum, they have just spent serious coin on revitalizing the Port District in the last couple of years. You could just spend days exploring all of its nooks and crannies, and it is a bit sort of lost in time, like it's all cobbled lanes and horse-drawn carriages and bistros and buskers and the most astonishing architecture. And if you were short on time, I think the most spectacular street of all that absolutely will chum the pants off you is Rue St. Paul. It is just fairy tale precision.
Yeah. Did you check out Notre Dame?
Yes, a few streets back from the port in Place Dame, that's Montreal's historic square. The big anchor is Canada's blockbuster cathedral. And the fella who designed Notre Dame a couple of hundred years ago, he was actually a staunch Protestant, but he was so enraptured by his finished masterpiece that he switched teams and became a Catholic. But Jack, the funny thing is, and I don't know if I would ever admit to this, but a lot of tourists, apparently the reason they go inside to admire all the opulence of Notre Dame is simply because it is where Celine Dion got married.
Really?
In 1994.
No, that doesn't surprise me one little bit. Those are the things that travellers love. Did you go for a cruise down the St. Lawrence River?
Yes, and this is such a brilliant way to soak up the skyline and also enjoy some really close encounters with some of the big Montreal statements, like the Olympic Stadium, which has probably gone down on record as being one of the most exorbitant stadiums of the world. It was actually finished 11 years after the Games of 76. And the other really cool thing is you can check out the site of Expo 67. And there's lots of retro landmarks still there, like the big geodesic dome, which was the US pavilion. A bit like Epcot in Florida. And also there, they've got the theme park from 1967, La Ronde, and it's still just cooking up a storm, this place. They've got a roller coaster there, Jack, called Le Monstre, and it's the world's highest wooden roller coaster. Oh, man, I tell you, that is really hard on your ass.
<That one. laughs> Okay, that's an important note. Thank you, Mike. Hey, Mount Royal is backdrops downtown Montreal, doesn't it?
Yes.
I went for a very hard jog up there with my younger brother once upon a time to try and blow away all the jet lag cobwebs. But it's kind of it's kind of beautiful. Worth a walk, right?
Yeah, it is. Did you think it seemed a bit like Central Park in New York?
Yeah, but if Central Park was on a giant hill. Yeah, it does.
Exactly.
There are lots of sort of nooks and crannies, and you can get a little bit lost.
Yeah, it is. It's like a hill-like version of Central Park. And apparently the same chap who designed Central Park did the park at Mont Royal. The other thing which I thought was totally bizarre, Jack, is I don't know if you noticed this, but you'll often see pilgrims clambering on their knees up the 99 steps to that church on the summit, St. Joseph's. And supposedly you have to do it on your knees if you want your prayer answered.
Yeah.
And I noticed there is also a free shuttle that runs if you want to be a lazy heathen to St. Joseph's, but divine intervention is not included.
No, I think it's a good way to try and burn off the poutine, and we'll get to the poutine in just a moment. The bagels, yes. All the good treats in Montreal.
Exactly.
But did you do some of the underground shopping? Because doesn't Montreal have that weird thing where like it has more underground space than anywhere in the world?
Yes, totally weird. The world's biggest underground city, apparently. And yeah. I just found it completely bamboozling. Someone said to me that apparently there's over 30 kilometres of tunnels and corridors all wrapping around those shopping centres and food courts. And I think it was all developed as part of the metro system back in the 60s, and they've just kept expanding it. But, man, it is so easy to get lost in there. A very crusty escape hatch in the winter, no doubt.
Yes. What about the food? Did you try some poutine?
Oh, man, I am so in love with poutine.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not. And
really?
We'll get to me in a moment, but let's start with
okay.
You. What do you love about poutine?
Well, I've always been a fan of cheese, and I've always loved my serving of gravy, and I love French fries. So having the three of them together is like food heaven. But I have to say, it doesn't look appetizing, does it?
Well, no, it doesn't. Here's my problem with poutine. Right?
Okay.
I love those things as well, individually.
Yes.
But I just feel as though from that nothing gets better than the first bite of poutine, because it seems to you get the gravy that make the chips all really soggy really quickly. It kind of cools off, it congeals, and it loses its appetizing quality almost immediately. So I love my first bite of poutine, but after
right.
the first bite, I'm thinking, you know what? I would actually prefer these things individually.
You sound like you've been to a mindfulness course,
I
you know,
feel,
where you
no,
do
I see,
mindful
I just,
eating.
I like the crispiness of chips, and but I just don't like it when it all congeals into one sort of big.
Oh, I thought it was fantastic. It is
I've
a bit
got
like
a theory
porridge.
On food that I've shared with you before, Mike, and that is that good food travels. So Chinese food every city on earth, Italian food every city on earth. There's a reason that we're not all eating poutine all the time.
I could.
Okay, all right. We'll have to agree to disagree. And look, there are you know, worse things to agree to disagree on. Did you hit the
That's
bagels
true.
As well?
I am so in love with your bagels, and I have to say, being a New York boy, Jack, are you in favour of the New York bagel as being the better or the Montreal bagel?
Well, I could be convinced either way, to be perfectly honest. I'm indifferent. No, the Montreal. What do you want to explain the difference?
Well, supposedly the big difference is a Montreal specimen is smaller, denser, sweeter, has a larger hole, and is boiled in honey water and always baked in a wood-fired oven.
Right.
I went to Fairmount, which apparently Montrealers consider as being bagel royalty, and they've got the most incredible selection of bagels.
Yeah.
The one that did it for me was chocolate chip and orange zest.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. I do love a sweet bagel. It's a great way to start the day. So, no, I could be convinced of that. All right, Mike, I'm glad you had a good time in Montreal. Lovely
Great
to
city.
Chat, as always. We'll catch you again next week.
Cheers, Jack.
That is Mike Yardley. We'll put his Montreal tips up on newstalkzb.co.nz/lifestyle. And remember, Mike's on Facebook as well.